Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Karsten Brzeski, chief economist at ING in Frankfurt. Good morning and welcome, Karsten. Well, should we be optimistic about the world's second biggest economy now, or should we be concerned, or what?
I think we should be something in the middle. I think we should be cautious because the business cycle seems to improve. That's a fact. So this gives rise to optimism. But at the same time, we still see that the fundamental problems, which is too much investment in infrastructure, these stories about ghost cities, too much commercial property, zombie banks. That is something that probably will be like a speed limit for the recovery of the Chinese economy.
So the problem here is the Chinese government trying to find this balance between stimulus and encouraging growth, but at the same time having to deal with these things like the housing bubble.
Exactly, it's quite a big challenge for the authorities, because what they also need to do is they need to kind of find a new focus of the economic growth model of China. We've seen that, for example, that they need to stimulate more consumption, more domestic consumption, and this has not been the case over the last couple of years. At the same time, we of course see that the traditional Chinese export markets are under pressure. So this old model, so which was mainly a export-driven growth model, plus a bit of the domestic investment, will probably not hold for the future.
We are talking to Karsten Brzeski, chief economist at ING in Frankfurt. The Bank of Canada hopped on the bandwagon yesterday and decided to drop language about the need for future interest rate increases. And that, of course, brings Canada in line with other central banks that have reinforced rather than retracted this loose monetary policy that we've seen all around the world. How much is this a result of a cooling of global growth, or is it just that we aren't growing fast enough?
I think it's more a result of still uncertainty, again of this dilemma that the business cycle, the short term outlook doesn't look too bad actually in most economies, but that most economies still have their structural, their fundamental problems which are not solved. And this is, if you look at the U.S., it is the debt issue, which has now been postponed but which hasn't been solved, and if you look at the Eurozone, we also still have high debt. We have high unemployment rates, so there are these structural issues which simply take a long time to be resolved, which means that the recovery we are in right now is a much weaker recovery than we've had after earlier crises.
So we've got this easy money continuing to flow. Let me read you a quote from Joachim Fels today, co-chief global economist at Morgan Stanley in London, who says, "We are at the cusp of another round of global monetary easing." Would you concur with that?
It's in the cards. I think it's too early to tell, to be honest. But if I would have to choose right now which risk is higher, do we see a risk of more restrictive policies or more accommodative policies? I would also go for more accommodative monetary policies.
And there's this question of when the Fed, this continuing question of when the Fed will begin its tapering. Where do you come down on that? We've heard December, we've heard March, we've heard June, even further.
Yeah, that has been actually the funny thing. I think actually since the agreement last week and in Congress, these Fed forecasts have changed more almost by the hour. We're right now standing at the second quarter 2014, because I think there still is a high risk that we have a kind of Groundhog Day in January and in February, and that we won't get a fundamental solution to the public finance problem in the U.S., which would mean that the Fed will again have to postpone tapering, and that it could very easily be second quarter if the political problems in the U.S. continue. It might even be later.
U.S. is the biggest economy, of course, but there are still big questions about Europe, and the periphery governments seem to be sticking with their austerity programs.
No, exactly. I think that has been one of the positive surprise of the last weeks. Look at what happened in Italy. There were fears that the Italian political situation would escalate. It was not the case. I think Italy is continuing. So that actually is a feature of the crisis. Although we've had many elections, we've also had many government actually being elected out of office. The underlying policies have not changed. We are in this policy of still austerity with a slight shift now towards a bit of more growth focus. But I think everyone is subscribing to the need of having the Eurozone survive.
Very quickly, just a few seconds here. Is that the right medicine for these countries?
I think we're shifting now. I think it was the right medicine to go towards austerity, but now I think the shift really needs to be towards growth to get these horribly high unemployment rates down.
Karsten Brzeski is chief economist at ING in Frankfurt.
Bloomberg, the first word. Weekday mornings at 5 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM satellite radio channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.